I think we'll remember that hymn. As we move into our time of prayer this morning, let me share with you joys and concerns that have been written in our Book of Celebrations. We begin with our joys. There are some birthdays to celebrate. Jerry Umstead celebrates his 91st birthday today, and Mark Bruin also celebrates his birthday today. And Tom Beggs will be celebrating his birthday this week, so a happy birthday from wife Jean, daughter Courtney, son-in-law Greg, and grandsons Glenn and Calvin. And some concerns as well. We keep in our prayers Diane Butt, who is in Abington Hospital. George Richardson is also in Abington Hospital, so please keep them both in your prayers. We remind you this afternoon of Gail Bupp's memorial service, which will take place at 3:00 here at the church. And Grace Bruin has asked us to pray for Svetlana and Yuri, who are seeking to get their family members safely out of Ukraine at this point, and doing so at their own risk. So please keep them in your prayers. I know we each come with our own joys and concerns to a time such as this. May we be very aware of God listening as we offer up our prayers today. Let's pray. Great living God, you who are our light and our salvation, our stronghold in the midst of trouble, come near to us now as we reach out to you in this time of prayer. Quiet our being, become our breath, as we both speak and listen, desperately in need of your life-giving presence. O God, we continue to feel so helpless as we listen to the news about the war in Ukraine and view the heart-wrenching photographs of cities destroyed, hospitals bombed, children frightened, parents torn, the elderly lamenting having to leave their homeland. It is more than we can fathom, far worse than anything we can imagine. Please give strength to those who are fighting against evil, comfort to those who are grieving the loss of so much, courage to all who are simply trying to keep on keeping on in the face of such devastation and atrocity. We pray especially, O God, for Svetlana and Yuri as they seek to bring their Ukrainian family to safety, placing their own lives at risk to do so. As for the leaders of Ukraine and Russia, may there be a willingness to work out a peaceful settlement, and may those hell-bent on destruction not prevail. Closer to home, O God, we pray for all who continue to struggle as we finally begin to see light at the end of the pandemic tunnel. For those hard-pressed to make ends meet, for families still grieving the loss of loved ones, for those whose mental health has suffered a blow over the course of the last 2 years, and for whom bouncing back has been easier said than done. May we continue to demonstrate patience and compassion toward all whom we encounter, very aware that we have no idea how heavy the loads are that are being carried by those around us. Today we remember especially those who need your comforting, healing touch as we pray for Diane and George in the hospital. As heavy as things have been in our world in recent days, O God, we do give thanks for occasions that bring joy and give us reason to celebrate. For anniversaries, for the birthdays of Jerry and Tom and Mark, for goals achieved, milestones reached, time spent with family and friends, may we never take these gifts for granted. Hear now our silent prayers, loving God, and in the silence, gather us under wing, draw us close that we might hear you. O O God, when you reach out to gather us under wing, may we be willing, not resistant. May we draw near to you as you draw near to us. May you carry this through this week ahead. May we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you are walking with us. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. As you arrived for worship this morning, you placed your offering in the plates by the doors, and we take time now to dedicate that offering as we offer it up to God and sing our doxology.
Gracious and loving God, for these gifts that have been generously shared, for the hands and hearts that shared them, we give you thanks. As we seek to use them in ways that speak of your strength and your tenderness, as we seek to use them in ways that honor both you and your people, may we invite you along in our discernment and in our living out of your call for us. May these offerings be just one way that we give of ourselves and give back to you and your beloved people in love. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
As you go from this time of worship into whatever this day, this week, this continued season of Lent holds, may you know that God of strength and tenderness holds you. May you know that the peace of Christ, like the wings of a mother hen, surrounds you and enfolds you and protects you. And may you know deep within your being that the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you this day and every day. Amen.